Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
This year there are attacks on Christmas as usual, but there now are more atheist and secular humanist groups attacking this federal holiday and Christian symbols in general. At least there seem to be more organizations out there spearheading the attacks. But there may be more city and town leaders who are better educated on the legality of having a nativity scene in the town square, as long as it is accompanied by secular Christmas items. Atheists who supposedly don't believe in God are easily offended by even his mention in the public square. Why and who is really behind these attacks? My guest today is Linda Harvey. She's president of Columbus, Ohio-based Mission America. Thanks, Linda, for being with us.
Thanks for having me on again, Diane.
And I know that Mission America covers several issues out there, which one is paganism. Is that a recognized religion in the United States? Do you know?
Well, I think various kinds of branches of paganism, which, you know, would encompass witchcraft and Wicca, the Druids. I think there's all kinds of elements of paganism that would be considered recognized religions. Yeah.
Okay. So, in actuality, those groups, such as the Freedom From Religion Foundation, should also be going after these groups? I mean, to truly be, you know, accurate on their name, I would think they go after all religions.
You would think so, but we know that's not the case, and in fact, there is more and more of a linkage between, an open linkage between the so-called quote-unquote atheist groups and actual pagans or even Satanist groups or groups that are labeling themselves as Satanists. They seem to be working hand in hand, and of course, this doesn't surprise any of us as Christians because at the spiritual level, that's been happening all along. Now they're just coming out of the closet, so to speak, and showing this. And so you'll see a lot of murky kinds of linkages with atheists, Satanists, people who celebrate, you know, the winter solstice, for instance. But basically, it's enemies of Christ.
Okay. So the person who's behind all this is Satan. In actuality.
Spiritual in actuality, yeah. Yes. And even when people are jokingly using his name as quote-unquote Satanists just for shock value, you know, he doesn't care how you use his name. He will just be there. Oh, right. You want me in? Okay, fine. Yeah. And they will not understand what's going on, but that's what's going on.
Yeah. As you said a little bit ago, it's spiritual warfare. And this, it just seems to intensify around Christmas time because Christ's birth is out there front and center. And it just seems like the attacks have intensified. And, of course, they use the idea that the word separation of church and state, you know, they're saying that those words are in the Constitution, but they really aren't. So what do you think the ultimate goals of these secularists or Satanists or, you know, the secular humanists, what is their ultimate goal in what they're doing?
Well, they want to wipe the culture clean, in their view, of any vestige of Judeo-Christian heritage and, of course, our adherence to that. And behind all of this, quite honestly, most of the time is the sexual morality issues. That's what drives a lot of people to this these feelings of, you know, we have to get this out of the public square because then that will free people up to do what they want to do, to sin freely, to not have these pesky objections to their lifestyles. And I think that's at the bottom of a lot of it.
That's an interesting concept, and you're absolutely right on that they want the Christians out of the way so that they can do what they want to do without being, supposedly without being made to feel guilty in their in their sinful activity. And they're thinking that by getting Christians out of the way, from getting Christians silenced, that they will live free of any guilty conscience. But that, of course, we both know that won't be the case because they still have to answer to the Lord no matter whether Christians are silenced or not. The Lord is still the one they will have to ultimately answer to for their activities. And recently, oh, I don't know, it was several months ago, I first read of this effort to start Satan clubs in schools. So, you know, children, we already know children are not safe within the public school, but now we have Satanists who are, actually there's an effort, a concerted effort to start these Satanist clubs or Satan clubs in schools. And how is this going about? Is this a special project of some particular group, or is it just kind of happening?
Well, there's a group that calls itself the Satanic Temple, and they have a website called After School Satan, and you can look on there, afterschoolsatan.com. And they even have a big, the big coloring book of satanic activities for kids, right there on the on the homepage. No, they what they say, if you probe down in there, is they are directly countering evangelism in the public schools, and their big enemy are the Good News Clubs.
Okay.
The big enemy is the Good News Clubs.
Right.
They are upset with the Child Evangelism Fellowship Group, which is the one that sponsors the Good News Clubs, and which is having a great impact in, they're in many, I think, thousands of elementary schools now.
Right.
And so this group wants to also go in elementary schools. They say, we're not really interested in converting children to Satanism. We're interested more in intellectualism and freedom of thought, and to get rid of the superstition over an imaginary dictator. That's how they describe God. And so they have really nasty things to say about evangelism on their website, and that's their goal. But they have been allowed to be in some schools.
Wow. Yeah, I actually have a quote from their website. It says, quote, "It's important that children be given an opportunity to realize that the evangelical materials now creeping into their schools are representative of but one religious opinion amongst many, while the Good News Clubs focus on indoctrination, instilling them with a fear of hell and God's wrath. After-school Satan clubs will focus on free inquiry and rationalism, the scientific basis for which we know what we know around the world about the world around us. We prefer to give children an appreciation of the natural wonders surrounding them, not a fear of everlasting otherworldly horrors," unquote. So that is their goal.
Right. If you look at that website, and if you can stand looking at the video that's right on the homepage.
Oh, I saw that, but I didn't click
there's,
on it.
There's nothing in there that brings you to free thought or an appreciation of the, God's natural wonders. It is spooky. It's creepy.
Oh,
talk
wow.
about indoctrination. You have pictures of little kids who look like they're being led somewhere dark and strange. And then these images of Baphomet, or whoever that image that they have that they're holding up with the horns is some sort of a pagan god, demonic symbol. And it's all just creepiness. It's the demonic presence there is just unmistakable. I finally had to turn it off.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, no, whether they realize it or not, this is not about free thought. This is about being captive to the demonic realm. And whether they realize they're being manipulated by that or not, I don't know, but that's what's going on. Or whether they think that this is just a useful tool, you know, I think that's where people are, some of these people are to begin with. But eventually, Satan's in there, and he's going to take advantage of that opportunity.
Absolutely, absolutely. And they're using the same tactic that homosexual activists have in getting into schools. You know, the homosexual activists with the Gay Straight Alliance clubs, and now the Satanic Temple using the law that was passed to allow Good News Clubs to operate in schools. If there's another club in a school, then a Good News Club can also operate or, you know, be available for students to participate in. And the Satanic Temple is using the very same tactic as homosexual activists.
Yeah, Liberty Council, our friends, you know, Liberty Council were helpful in winning a case in Cleveland against the Cleveland Metropolitan Public Schools that evidently opened the door to the Good News Clubs being able to come in after school and use those facilities, saying they couldn't bar them from that. And so the Satanic Temple After School Satan folks are saying, well, thank you, Liberty Council. You've opened this door up for us. We're going to take advantage of it.
In Cleveland.
And so they're going to, and they're in clubs in, not in Ohio yet that I know of, or Pennsylvania. Maybe I'm wrong about that. But on their website, they list Atlanta, Los Angeles, Portland. We know there's been a big uprising in Tacoma, Washington, by parents, which is really great.
Right.
They're objecting to it. Seattle, Pensacola, Salt Lake City.
Pensacola,
yeah,
too.
That's what they claim. And, you know, I've read about some of those. I think that is the case.
Okay, wow. And is there anything that you say there was a big uproar in Tacoma, Washington. What's taking place there? So was a Satan club started in the school there?
I guess it's been started, and they had a parent group were collecting signatures on a petition, and the last time I looked, they had 115,000 people sign the petition against it, and they were going to have a prayer vigil on December 14th.
Now, can they be stopped, though, because it's using the same law that Good News clubs are using to get into schools? So can these Satan clubs be stopped?
Well, that's the question. I think, you know, somebody's going to have to be brave enough to try this, some school system, to say, sorry, you're just not coming in here because this is objectively looking at the influence of quote-unquote Satan.
Right.
There's nothing positive about this. Somebody's going to just have to stand up and say there's objective truth here, and we're not seeing that this would be a benefit. I'm sure it would be challenged in the courts,
but
I think somewhere along the line, some school district is going to be brave enough to do that. I do believe.
Oh, I hope so. I know in the case of Gay Straight Alliance clubs, it was I think it was a South Carolina school. They just said we're not having any more.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? They were not having any more clubs, or that you have to. I don't know what it was. Is there was an opt-in form that parents had to sign in order to allow kids to participate in any club.
Yeah.
And that was a tactic that they took. And I think in some cases, some schools have banned all extracurricular activities, you know, all extracurricular after-school clubs. That's what I'm getting at, that they banned all those, which, well, we'll see, because I would hope that school administrators and even those sitting on the bench would, when it comes to a court case, that they see the danger of allowing a satanic club in school, especially if they were to watch that video that you were talking about on the website.
Yeah.
I didn't have enough guts to click on that, so, wow.
Well, I didn't have enough guts to finish it.
Wow, that's scary. Do you see an increased effort, or is there increased emphasis or interest in paganism and Satanism and such like that, in the occult in general now in America?
I think there is, and the what's really interesting about it, I think, is that it's gone, it's everywhere. It's kind of, it's taken many different forms. It's not outright paganism in some cases.
Mm-hmm.
It is simply crept into actual church, you know, Christian churches,
mm-hmm.
Where, you know, you have women's clubs. This has been going on for a number of years now. Women's Bible studies that are essentially worshiping a female deity, which is paganism.
Oh, yeah.
You have business practices that have been New Age for a long time,
mm-hmm.
and are involved in, you know, mind control and mind issues. You know, it's the occult is being used and plugged in so many places, and they're just labeling it with other names.
Yeah.
Unless you're a Christian and you recognize, wait a minute, that's what this is. This is not from God. This is, you know, a spiritual practice that God would object to. You won't know.
And the media is playing a big role in that also. You know, we're talking about like Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I mean, this is a few years back. There's Buffy the Vampire
mm-hmm.
Slayer and the Twilight series and all that. That has, I think, caused an increased interest in the occult when you have characters that in the past would have been portrayed as bad guys who are being portrayed as good guys. You know, I just think that media, like in so many other issues, the media has played a role in the increased interest in the occult here in the U.S.
Right, and the other one, big avenue right now, is climate change.
Oh.
The issue, climate change and the radical environmental movement, in which I consider the whole movement toward climate change radical,
because
there are many different pieces and parts of it.
Mm-hmm.
One is pure socialism. They want to redistribute income and use the first world countries to redistribute income to the third world countries, and they're using climate, quote unquote, for that. That's a UN, international group.
Right.
That's their angle on this, but another big angle is worship of nature. Mm. You know, putting nature in the preeminence of nature, and they're trying to put this above human endeavor. And you know, humans, it's like, it's part of population control. Humans are evil and bad, and they harm Mother Earth. I mean, that's the essence. And, you know, which is, can happen, but not in a huge way. And, of course, we know that overall humans create progress. They create innovation. We are the problem solvers. We are not ultimately, you know, the damagers.
The problem, right.
Yeah, but we can create problems on a short, small area basis, you know, air and water. We know that,
right.
But we can clean those up. We clean those up. We identify them. We clean them up.
And now
it's not...
And now they've gone to the extreme as far as with the Clean Water Act and the Clean Air Act. I mean, the federal government under Obama has gone to the extreme, but that's talking politics. That's not talking about politics.
Yeah, right. Oh, of course not. Let's not. Yeah. We never do that.
Oh, no. Yeah. But if that's what you said, though, that is based on earth worship, Mother Earth.
Yeah.
And Romans chapter 1 warns us against that, you know, we'll get to the point where the created is worshipped rather than the creator. And we've seen that happening right now. And I don't think people... that's a good point, that you made. I don't think people connect the environmentalism, the radical environmentalism and climate change, global warming, all that kind of stuff, as a part of paganism, because we're worshiping Mother Earth, putting the earth, you know, something that has been created above the creator. And Christians need to be very careful of that, because I know some are on board with the climate change thing, not realizing that. You know, yes, we as Christians are called to be stewards of, which we are called to be stewards of this, of this earth, but we still need to make sure God is in control, that God is put ahead of everything else we're involved in.
And that we honor the preeminence that God has given of mankind to be stewards of the whole earth. We're not supposed to limit the potential for people because of some small endangered species somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's... there has to be a balance. I mean, we're not trying to destroy things, but you want to say, no, you know, that these, you know, people need to be able to make a living, earn an income, and use the resources that we have here on Earth wisely.
Yeah, absolutely. And rather than forbid someone from building or from having a field or something because there was a spotted owl or some other endangered species that has been spotted or located there, just move the critter and let the people... live, you know, let them build their house or have their garden or their field.
Put human life at the top of the pinnacle once again. Of course, we know the abortion movement has undermined that in so many people's minds, that we are disposable, that we're just one more higher animal. But that's not godly, and that's not how Christians should be approaching things.
And that's a good point as far as with the abortion industry. And the whole issue of abortion, how that has tainted our thoughts on the importance of man, that man is and was created a higher creature. When we are called to be the stewards of the country, of the world, yes, but we are more important than the animals.
And back when I was a liberal, you know, 30 years ago, I remember that feeling of there would be times when you think, well, you know, it really doesn't matter what we do because we just need to live our lives and get what you can out of this life and, you know, because you're just a higher animal. And I know that the population control and the pro-abortion agenda affected all that in my thinking.
Absolutely. I would eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you shall die.
Right.
And then we see that so much played out in today's world with, you know, with premarital sex and with the sexual revolution, so to speak, and the push for the normalization of lifestyles that in the past have been considered as perversions.
Yeah.
And, you know, people are not connecting the dots on this issue or many other issues, and they need to do that, especially Christians. As you mentioned, some churches are actually... on the point of teaching a form of paganism, not realizing it, And folks just need to get back into Scripture. And I think that'd be a good New Year's resolution for every Christian, or everyone who professes the name of Christ, to get back into Scripture and really study what Scripture says, because it has so much to say about issues that we face today. And yeah. a lot of folks don't realize that. And so, you know, here in Pennsylvania, we have, back to the Satan Club issue, here in Pennsylvania, we have what's called release time, where it's the law that a school must, or if it's requested of them, that they must allow 30-minute time period each week for religious instruction.
So, wow, really?
Well, huh. Yeah, but my fear is with the Satan Club, would they use that to get into schools with 30 minutes instructional time? I mean, Good News Clubs use that, and, you know, pastors come in sometimes and speak and such as that, and is that an open door for the Satanist clubs?
If they can swing it, I bet it is. Now,
yeah.
Are they going to be considered an official religion? I don't know what the law is on that, and you'll have to, figure that out.
I know secular humanism, I believe, is considered an official religion under the IRS. And I don't know what Satanism.
And that may be, something along that lines may be where they're heading with this sort of semi-labeling themselves as neo-pagans, or, aligning themselves with the solstice. You know, you see that on the front page right now, the Freedom From Religion Foundation,
right,
which is a big atheist legal group.
Mm-hmm.
Why would atheists care about the winter solstice? You know, what do you care about what the sun does, unless
right,
you are semi-pagans, or you're using this for a political or, some sort of a legal purpose?
Right.
That
right,
might be what's going on.
Yeah, that might be. So I would assume it has to be the same type scenario. They have to have, I guess kids would have to request the formation of a club such as this. I mean, I guess it varies from school district or state to state as far as how clubs can be formed. But wouldn't there have to be someone inside the school who wants this kind of club to come into existence?
That's the way it is with the gay straight alliances. They
right,
have to have a student has to request it, and then they have to find a faculty or staff advisor.
Right.
Now, in today's schools, it's not hard to find a faculty or staff advisor for the gay straight alliances.
Issue. Right.
But I don't know if they'll find one for the Satan clubs very often, but in some schools they will, some people are just foolish enough, even if they aren't Satanists, who are teachers, to say, well, if it's just about free thought and inquiry, they'll buy that line, which is not true.
Well, that's the way they're getting in. And, the cities that you listed, it was all cities that you listed, and you talk city, you're usually talking liberal. So that's what they're targeting, at least at this point. You probably know better than me, but isn't that how the Gay Straight Alliance Club started? They started in big cities and then moved down to more rural areas once they became more accepted?
Yes, I mean, they started on both coasts. They started in Massachusetts and then Los Angeles and San Francisco, and then started, Chicago and peppering around the country.
Right.
Yeah.
Big cities and then filtering out into the rural areas.
Right.
Wow. Well, I know parents need to be aware of this. They always need to be concerned about what's going on in their public schools. So with this effort by the Satanic Temple to start Satanist clubs in schools, they need to really, really be aware of what's going on, even in their elementary schools. I mean, this is not just something they're targeting high schools. They're targeting elementary schools also. And
this is elementary school focused.
Oh, it's elementary school focused. Okay, so they're
mostly elementary schools because the Good News Clubs are in the elementary schools.
That's true, yeah.
That's what's a shock to me.
Wow.
That they, they want to get them early.
Yeah.
And they believe that the door has been opened because of the Good News Clubs, and they're taking advantage of that where they can.
Wow, that's even more reason for kids to be, or for parents to be aware. And if something's going on in the school, a student needs to tell their parent what's going on. If something like that is being talked about, they need to let their parents know so that action can be taken by the parents. Because as was evidenced in Tacoma, which Tacoma's not a conservative neck of the woods, but even parents there were outraged that their school had okayed a Satanist club in that school district. So, so parents beware what's going on out there. And if folks wanted to contact you, how could they best do that?
Well, go to our website at missionamerica.com and send a link from there on our contact page. There's a contact page, and can send a message from there.
Okay, fantastic. I just visited that. You have it all ramped up differently.
Yeah, we've redesigned it. It's a little bit more modern looking and, user-friendly and lots more graphics. And so we're hoping it's a good look for people.
Looks good. Okay, missionamerica.com. And I do encourage parents, especially if you have your kids in public school, to be aware of what's going on. And please contact Linda if you have any questions about this issue of paganism or the issue of the attacks on Christmas. Please contact her through her website, missionamerica.com. And thanks so much, Linda, and you guys have a Merry Christmas.
Oh, you too, Diane. Have a wonderful Christmas.
Okay, you take care. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, you too.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.